Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This offseason, and it already happened a little bit yesterday. So Brian Callahan was fired by the Tennessee Titans. That organization is a complete mess right now. Cam Ward, though, is their quarterback, their top draft pick, and we'll see what some of the names are at the end of the season. But I'm guessing Matt Nagy, at minimum, will get an interview because he's gotten interviews before, maybe even Spags as well. Here was Ian Rappaport discussing that very thing yesterday.
As far as the Titans, they now have to find a new head coach. A couple names to watch, Colleen. I would say Matt Nagy, who worked with Mike Bergonzi in Kansas City, certainly would be a name to watch. The decorated Chiefs offensive coordinator, and then Arthur Smith.
So just get ready for it.
Arthur Smith.
Just get ready for it. This is only the first opening. There will be, five other openings or four other openings, because that's generally what happens every NFL offseason, 5-6 openings. And these names will get interviews, Arthur Smith included. Matt Nagy, Steve Spagnuolo, they've been getting interviews the last couple off seasons anyway, and it'll only increase.
Here's the thing. I think it would be a complete disservice to not give both of them an interview, but the Matt Nagy argument is easy. So first for Spags, he's obviously the league's best ever defensive coordinator. I actually don't think it's much of an argument. He's won the most Super Bowl titles. He has been a good defensive coordinator no matter where he went. As a head coach, it went bad, and I don't mean bad. I mean bad.
Yeah, wasn't great.
He went 11-41, a .212 winning percentage. He's a defensive-minded coach for Cam Ward, a quarterback and former number one overall pick. They're never hiring Spags.
I just don't think a team is hiring, no offense to him, at this point in time in his career. That's all, age-wise.
If he was 20 years younger, he might get the Robert Saleh whatever job. I think someone might take a chance on him at some point. But it feels like he's probably just a lifetime defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, where he gets to rack up Super Bowl titles, and I hope one day be in the Hall of Fame as the single greatest coordinator to ever live, because his resume is going to be one of those they'll have to look at just for that reason alone. Some of you don't like Matt Nagy in this town, so I understand that you were frustrated with him when the offense was struggling and there were people in this town trying to run him out of town.
Crickets the last couple weeks.
As a result.
Kind of weird.
Well, and look, I give Andy a hard time because he's been going out of his way every time to be like, I really love Nagy's game plan. Love Nagy's game plan. What a game plan from Matt Nagy. Notice, because it can't work both ways. Nagy deserves some credit when things are going well and some credit when things are going bad. But, Andy wants it where he gets none of the credit, none of the problem when it's going bad. And we don't want to give him any credit when it's going good. It's got to be somewhere in the middle. I will point out, and I never understood this, Matt Nagy's tenure in Chicago, I genuinely think was impressive.
Yeah, remind everybody who his quarterback was.
For 4 years,
who was the quarterback?
And he didn't even have him the entire time. But for 4 years, he was saddled with Mitchell Trubisky as his main starting quarterback during that entire time.
Yep.
Who has not been a starter really anywhere else for the rest of his time in the NFL. He made the playoffs twice.
Yeah,
he was a 12-4 team. He finished 500 two of the other years. In his final year, they went 6-11. But generally speaking, considering the starting quarterback he had in play, he was an above 500 coach. I'm actually kind of surprised somebody doesn't look at Matt Nagy and be like, oh no, that was working. And now in retrospect, the problem was the Chicago Bears are the Chicago Bears. Not that Matt Nagy was holding them back from some epic
Chicago
moment.
In Chicago.
I'm watching a commercial right now where Mitch Trubisky's calling himself a professional backup.
Yeah, so I mean, in 2018, Trubisky was a Pro Bowl alternate, and Matt Nagy was coach of the year. Let's not forget that. So, but it's weird. If you go on in Chicago and you talk to people about Nagy, they act like he was terrible. I don't get it either. He deserves another opportunity. I think he'll get one day. I don't know if this will be it in Tennessee. There's also, of course, always the question, of what's the future look like in Kansas City and the opportunity that may or may not exist there. All that stuff you have to weigh. But he'll no doubt he will get an interview for multiple openings this offseason.
I think what stands out to me is he is the only coach to have consistent success for them since Lovie Smith. Like, Lovie Smith had some consistent success, obviously. He went to the Super Bowl, and they eventually ran him out of town because he wasn't adapting to the league, and things happened, right? He had a long run, maybe a 10-year run, there in Chicago. They hired Trestman. He went 8-8 and 5-11. They fired him and went to John Fox, who never won more than 6 games in 3 years. After Nagy, Eberflus won 3-7, and between Eberflus and the guy that did the job part of the time, they went 5-12. And right now they're 3-3. So, like, the best seasons you have had.
3-2, right? Aren't they 3-2?
Or 3-2.
Yeah.
The best seasons you have had since Lovie Smith left in 2013, so 12 years, were all under Matt Nagy. So, like, what's not appealing?
Yeah, his tenure was not a disaster the way people act like at all. Quite the opposite, actually. So, anyway, something to keep an eye on. We know the connection also with Tennessee, as it was mentioned by Rappaport. Mike Borgonzi is the GM, so you have that. Connection potentially there as well. That'll be more of a story as other openings happen, specifically December, January, and things like that. And, you know, it's always about fit. It also is not only the general manager side, but if you're Matt Nagy, if you get that opportunity, do you believe that's actually the place you could have the most success? Because you don't usually get 3 opportunities. So, you know, that second opportunity has to be a situation and a quarterback you also like. You know, as much as you want to be a head coach again, do you actually believe in Cam Ward? I don't know the answer to that, but that's something you have to weigh.
I kind of like what I see, but
if you're one of these guys, you have to. If you don't believe in Cam Ward, well, then you should not take the job. You know, he doesn't have to be desperate. He's not 65 years old. You know, he will have another opportunity at some point.
And anyway. Mahomes is back on his game, so like that makes it easy to get.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.